Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I am so happy to be here on a Tuesday afternoon here, October the 20th. Just here with my Bible looking at what we can talk about today. You know, sometimes when we put these shows together, I spend hours, and sometimes it's just God gives me something to discuss over the airwaves, and people get touched. I want to thank Don in Atascocita for listening all the time, constantly hear from him. I want to hear from you too, so I want you to write us. You can write me at the Rev at midwatchwiththerev.com or David at revmedianetwork.com. Again, that is David at revmedianetwork.com. You can write me if you want to write through snail mail. That's fine. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And I just want to tell you that it's a good thing. It is a good thing to have people around you. Amen. This is our day of faith. And it's a good thing to have people around you that encourage you, that tell you things are going to be all right. Things are going to work out fine. You ever been in a situation where you just needed a breakthrough? Well, come on. We're talking about that today. We're just jumping right into this mess today, aren't we? We're just jumping right into it. I had a really good lunch with my pastor today. I appreciate my pastor, David Hope. You know, he tells you the truth. He tries to bring it to where it's not gonna make you go, oh man, I gotta leave this place. No, he don't bring it. He never brings it to that. He's very humble, very mild spoken, and it's a good thing. And he brought some points that I need to pay attention to, a couple of things that I need to get doing, and I think it's perfect. It's perfect. Because my lunch with him was good, because we always talk. I was talking to my wife on the way, driving here to the station to do the show. Got picked up my daughter, headed to the station, as I usually do every day. And when I was driving, I was telling my wife, you know what, I can go into pastor's office and, you know, just wanted to say, hey, I'm here at the station. I want to tell you I love you and just leave it at that. But I can't, because sometimes I just get drawn in there and I just sit down and we start just talking about simple stuff. And then we go about the book business and the ministry, then the station. And we go through so much stuff, and then by the time we know it, it's already been an hour. By the time you know it, it's like it's already been about an hour and 15 minutes or so. And we both look down at our watches. I'm like, oh, man, I got to go on the air in a little bit. Let me go back up top to the studio and try and get things worked out, try and get some work done while I'm here. And he's the same way. He's like, well, I got so much I got to get done too. And, you know when you're in good company is when the time flies by. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. So does a friend sharpen one another's countenance. I preached that one time. I preached it, and it means that no matter what, when you have a person that you can go to, that you can draw from, and then they can draw from you, it makes a big difference. Let me look for this scripture in my Bible that I'm thinking of right now. As iron sharpens iron. And I tell you, my friends, you never know what's going to happen in your life. The tangibles are crazy. But when you have someone there, that can get you through it and can encourage you and say, yeah, I've walked that walk, and I know what you got to do, and can encourage you that things are going to be fine. Things are going to be good. Don't worry about it. That's when you just praise the Lord. You pick up your hands and you praise God. You pick up your hands and you just praise God. And you think, you know what? That's fine. God is going to work things out. God is going to work things out. Let me remind you about our open house. Don't want to get off the subject, but I want to make sure you remember. On the 23rd, Friday. 23rd, Friday, we're going to be having our open house here at the station. I really hope that you can come at least sit down and turn on the internet and listen to us on the air. I mean, we really have a lot of things that we're getting done, and we want you to be a part of it. And if you can just come over there and to the station, we're going to have some pizza and some drinks, Cokes, juices. I don't know, my wife's making the drink selections. So whatever, you're probably going to have tea. And that's fine. Everybody likes that Red Diamond tea. It's been a craze. If you ever go into the stores, you see stores expanding their Red Diamond tea or sweet tea area. People in Texas, at least. I guess sweet tea is a more southern thing. And you see the places just expanding their tea section. Whole cooler section just devoted to tea. So we may have that. Again, that is 1 to 4 p.m., 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. It's going to be a great time. We are expecting several of our hosts. We're going to be calling in. In fact, our new host was last night. Let me give you this. Before we go into the open house, let me give you this. This is powerful. So powerful. You're going to love this. We got our first woman minister, and she is, I listened to her show, and she is awesome. She is full of joy, happiness, strength, love. Yeah, you're going to enjoy her. Her name is Judy McKern. She's going to be on Wednesdays following my show. I have my show at 2. She'll be coming on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. And you're going to be able to listen to her right here on Rev Media Network. Yes, we got her, and she's here. We're going to keep her. And she's awesome. And I've been praying. You know what? That's the prayer that has not gone long. I can look back at my Twitter or my Facebook when I asked the public to pray for a good woman pastor. To be a good woman minister, good woman pastor, to be part of this station. And we got it. God answers prayers, my friends. God answers prayer. And why? Why was I so intent to have a woman minister? Well, you know what? Most Christian radio, women listen to. Most of Christian radio, I didn't say all. I said most. Most women are the main listeners. And the shows are built and designed for women. So, when you think about it, you know, we need to be able to minister to that demographic. We need to be able to minister to those that are also listening that we may not know. And I think women pastor can, women minister as well, can do some awesome work. And we're going to hear some testimonies. I believe we're going to hear some testimonies really soon. Yesterday was a great day on the station. We had a great show. But we also had great listeners, you and everyone else that's listening right now. We have people listening from all over. I'm able to see that stuff. I am. I'm able to see who's listening, who is not, who's being naughty, who's being nice, just playing. But it also allows me to see our bandwidth and everything that went out. We set out a lot of bandwidth. Either it was in just not only our listing, but also on our regular shows in our archives. So we had a lot of bandwidth go out. A lot of bandwidth. And that's good. Because that means people are listening. So whether they listen to me now or listen to me later or listen to me another time, let me finish what I was saying. It doesn't matter if they listen to me now or in the archives or sometime during the broadcast, they just tune in and listen to Dana or Charles. I have no problem with that. None at all. But what I want to say is this, and this is awesome. I want you to hear this. Mondays and Wednesdays are the only days that I pretty much carry the station by myself. Yes, we have other people playing throughout the day. We do. But Mondays and Wednesdays is how I measure how many people are listening to the station that normally are not on a Tuesday night when Dana's on, or Wednesday or Friday night, Sunday afternoon. I can tell that you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev, and that you're tuning in, and that you're just listening to any broadcast. Now, we have a lot of people come and listen at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And throughout the evenings, we have several pastors listening. Several ministers, several people just listening and listening and listening. And I got a new Bible, so it's taken me a while to find that scripture. It's taken me a while. This is a cool Bible. It's awesome. I gave some money to Daystar a while back, and I wrote them a little note saying, hey, you know, I pledged them this pledge-a-thon, and you promised the Bible. I never seen the Bible. Can you check your records? If you can't find it, no big deal. Just figure I will ask. And, you know, lo and behold, a week later, my Bible arrived. So I want you to not ever... One thing I learned from that is don't be afraid to ask. All they can say is no. I'm sure they want donations to keep coming, so they're going to try and get people to give. And I tell you what, they were so professional. They left me a message and said, hey, we found out why it wasn't pulled, and we're going to take care of that. You should be receiving it shortly. We love your support. And that was nice. That was nice. Real professional. Real good people. And we hope to get to that point one day, not being professional. I mean, we're professional, trust me, we are. But to the point that we can give giveaways like that and raise funds, you know, we will. It's going to take some time. The station's just 4 months old, 5 months old. It's going to take some time to get to that point. But let me read that scripture I was talking about earlier. And to say also again, on Wednesdays and Mondays, when you listen in, you really make me feel, you know, really positive, really charged, really excited. Now, I don't want you to not listen on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. But I'm just saying that, you know, a while back, I would say the first 2 months of this show, of this broadcast for the station, I think in July and in June, Wednesdays was our largest time. We had tons of people listening on Wednesdays, all day Wednesdays. But then when the summer started to end and it came around mid-August, that kind of tailed off. Well, I mean, I can see a lot of things happening, people busy, schedules, all that kind of stuff. But I want to get back to where I know people were listening to this program and this station, and we were doing broadcasts. That is the time we started to do a lot more broadcasting. We were doing Monday through Friday. In June, we were only doing every other day or 2 days a week. Now we're doing five broadcasts a week at 2 o'clock. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So remember, Judith McKern, 3 o'clock every single Wednesday. 3 o'clock every single Wednesday. So if you're going to listen to me on Wednesday, and the reason I put her on Wednesday again, it is one of our strongest days for listeners, and I really want to get Judith out there. I think she's going to bring more people in, and as she sends more CDs and starts sending shows in some more, I will expand her days over. Give her a couple of days a week, maybe Mondays and Wednesdays. Either way, we're going to have a great time having her on the station. And Cliff McKern, Pastor Cliff McKern, will be here on the station as well. And I haven't figured out time slot. I think 8 o'clock at night on Wednesday nights is going to be a good time for his show. I'm hoping he hasn't sent his CDs yet to us, so we haven't really built that part of the site. In fact, I still got to go put the calendar at 3 o'clock let me write that down. I got to fix the calendar, the schedule. Fix schedule. I'm writing that down. That's the only thing I didn't get for Judy and Cliff. Okay. Writing myself some notes because I'm going to forget. I want to make sure I remember. I got a lot of editing I got to do today. And I want to make sure that I get some things posted and stuff. And I can start building another website again. Always getting websites. But it's going to be Mad Maddie Productions. Mad Maddie, named it after my son. And we're going to get that website up hopefully this next 2 weeks. And we're going to get my book video done for my book. Really busy. But all that stuff I'm holding off on. And the reason I'm holding off on is because I really need to get this open house. Get it going, get it done. And then I have the conference next week, the webinar. So I want to make sure that's good. So I got to keep writing that out and then pray about it and put it together. And then we have a busy 2 weeks, and it's just going to be busy ever since then. Amen. How many of us know that we're not ever going to get ourselves out of our own situation without God's help? Yes, yesterday I talked about you are the only one to motivate yourself every morning. Yes, we did talk about that. And the week before, I mentioned that no matter what, you are the only one that can change your circumstance. With that, those two things are true. I'm not backing away from that. But what I'm saying is, when you've done all you can, you have to trust on God. But waiting can be frustrating. It can. Waiting can be so frustrating. You're like, oh. You ever have to wait for something that you know is going to come, but you have to wait and wait and wait and wait? Doesn't it get frustrating? Doesn't it get frustrating that you can't get what you want in the very minute that you need it? I'm telling you, my friends, it gets extremely frustrating. And that's why God puts something around you that you need, and that's called a friend. Hey, the bell's back. You need a friend in the Lord. Now, guys, have guy friends. Girls, have girlfriends. And I'm not saying boyfriend-girlfriend type thing. I'm just saying it's common sense. We don't need nothing popping up. Because a person that gets, and we're going to get into a little bit of relation right here, a little bit of relationships right now. And that is a person that comforts another, even though they may have the most innocent and honest and caring motives, will leave a door open to make this thing a real big mess. It's very, very true. A person that cares for another person and shows compassion and love, if a person is not getting that compassion and that love at home, it's going to misconstrue it. And they're going to make a mess out of things. No matter how noble and how loving your attention may want to be. This is part of the webinar right here. This is part of it right here. It will tear down homes. How can people easily give up something they should be so wholeheartedly fighting for? Well, for more information on that, go to our webinar. That was my little commercial for you. In October 29th, next Thursday. Not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. We're gonna just for our Rev Media Network people, we're going to open up the webinar without the password here on the website. Don't tell anyone. Shh. It's going to be our secret. But for everyone else, it's going to go through the counseling site. And the reason I'm doing that is I'm driving people to the counseling site because I want to help people's lives. And you know what? The people that have registered for the webinar have all been women so far. Have all been women. And what is the title? What is the title of the webinar? The Attraction of the Christian Man or Woman. Tell you, my friends, people are dealing with this. They are falling in love with people they're not supposed to fall in love with. They are opening their hearts. And I'm not saying it's these people that are registering, no. But this could be something that they know of a friend or a family or something that they have in their heart that they have questions about. You know, how can you have so much care for this other person when it's not your husband and not your wife? Well, I'm going to explain that on the webinar. October 29th, Rev Media Network right here. Click and register for it. I still want you to click and register. You can listen from here, but if you can click and register, that gives me your email address. Gives me some correspondence from you. And I know that a lot of y'all out there that like the show, of course, if you didn't like the show, you wouldn't be back. True, if you didn't like the show, a lot of you that like the show really would just love. I'm a good person. I just want to talk. No, I'm playing with you. I know that a lot of you out there probably are doing pretty good. And just send me a testimony and stuff. I need your testimonies. I don't want to get off the subject what we're talking about, and we're going to get back to that subject, which is as iron sharpeneth iron. Let me read you the scripture. We'll come back to it. It's found in Proverbs I believe it's 27, verse 17, and it reads, and I sound like a real charismatic preacher when I do that, or Baptist preacher, and it reads, as iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Hallelujah. As iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. As iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Do you have a friend? Do you? Well, we know you have Jesus. We know you have your mama and your daddy, hopefully. We know that your friends are around you that care about you. But do you have a friend that you go to on a regular basis and that you can talk to about things? I'm not talking about things. They're just sinful things. Your friend be sitting there waiting for you to say some crazy stuff. To say, and what else happened? And what else? No. Not talking about that at all. I'm talking about, do you have a friend that you can call and say, you know what? I just can't get through it today. I just can't get through it today at all. I can't make it. Do you have a friend that you can call and that you can talk to? And that you can say, I really need to pray. Or why is this happening? And they're not going to judge you and think that you're some crazy, immature man of God. And that you're not following God. That can say, hey, listen, this is what's working for me. And I know what the Bible says. And I know how I put it to practice. And I know what's happening. My friends, you can do a lot of work. A lot of work on your own. And probably succeed a little or much, but a lot of work. Or you can put all your trust into God's hands, all your trust into how He's running things and believing that He will do it no matter what. Or you can just trust God completely. 110% trusting God. Trusting that God is going to do something awesome. That no matter what, you will become one of the most powerful, but if not, at least become one of the most complete men and women of God. Because I don't think you can become complete without someone that you can draw from. Some people call them mentors. And we talked about this on Leadership Wednesdays, with mentors, having to have a mentor, having to need someone in your life. But also beyond mentors, because sometimes when someone's above you, you tend not to tell them all the truth. When someone's your authority, and it's just a common thing. You were given that same thing from when you worked, from when you were a kid all the way to now, to your teachers, to your principals, to your college professors. You just don't know how much you can open up to them. You just don't know if you should tell them the full story. You just don't know if you should be able to give them information that you probably don't want them to know. You don't want them to get the wrong idea about you. You don't want them to get the wrong impression of you. But you know what? That's fine. That's fine. But what I will tell you is this. God knows that you have to have someone in your life that's going to give you some positive feedback. That is not a mentor and not someone above you. Now, I guarantee you that I really honor my pastor and know that he's above me in ministry and in life and in everything. I humble myself to his authority in my life. But he's become a friend that I can talk to, that I trust, and that I love. I've had many friends in the ministry that I know that love me to death. They love me so much. And I gotta be honest with you. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not gonna lie to you right here on the air. I probably hadn't been the completeness that I need to be with them. As far as they reached in my life to love me, I did not reach farther enough in their lives to reach them. So as much as this is in you receiving from your friend, it is just as much as you of you giving in your friendship. Now, I'm going to go back to, we're flipping back and forth here. Deal with it. I love you. I love you so much. Listen. Every time you have to give in a relationship, is just like in marriage, both of you win. When you give to your spouse, you both win. When your spouse gives to you, you both win. When you don't give, and she don't give, or he don't give, when either of you don't give, you both lose. Let me explain this. When you give to your spouse, you're showing, first of all, you're serving them, which is a big, let me get this, I don't think I have one of these bells, but whoops. It's a big plus, you're serving them. I think I have a quicker bell. If I do, I hope not to scare you. No. Oh, this one. I don't know. I think we're going to take that one out. Tinkerbell has just arrived into the building. Anyway, when you actually give to your wife or to your husband, what you're doing is you're, first of all, you're honoring them and you're honoring God. And the reason that you win and they win is this. First, get this. They win because they're being served and being loved. They're receiving all this love and they're receiving all this submission. It's not a dirty word in marriage. Hello. It's not a dirty word in marriage. Oh my goodness. How many times have I done counseling or done weddings? And the first thing they tell me is this. And it's usually the woman. I'll tell you this. It's usually the woman. I ain't going to give names out, but it's usually the woman that tells me this. You need to take submit out of that. Excuse me? You need to take submit out of that. I don't submit to no one. We're equal. Now, that is an issue right there from the get-go. Okay, let's start here in counseling. Submission is not a dirty word. It's not. Come on. It's not. Submission is not a dirty word. So when you submit and you love and you show respect and you just serve. I mean, it could be washing the dishes. I'm talking to myself. It could be vacuuming the house. It could be picking up chocolate. It could be whatever you need to do for the lady. You do it. You're helping with the kids. Make sure they get baths done. Getting her car cleaned. Putting gas in her car. Those little things right there will show you're serving your spouse. Serving. Now, how do you both win? Well, how do I win? I'm the one washing the car. I'm the one vacuuming the place. I'm the one getting the kids ready. I'm giving, giving, giving. How do I win? Well, because with all this adoration, and that's what it is, adoration, you give back to yourself. How? Well, you're teaching them submission. You're teaching them love. You're teaching them the adoration. You're giving it to them. So all they want to do is give back to you the same way. And all of a sudden, we got this love fest going on. Love fest, kisses, going back and forth. Now, I don't always work like that, and it ain't always all happy. But you know what? As you submit, or as you serve, as you love, you know, people have just taken submit and making it a bad word in marriage, and it's not. And that's where the problem is in America and around the world. How can you not have a marriage where you can't say the word submit? Now, I'm not saying submit with overbearing, over dictator type looking thing. No. But what I am saying is that you have to be able to open up your heart. No matter what. You got to be able to open up your heart to do anything you need for your husband and for your wife. So, just as in that, see, I'm staying on subject. You're thinking, oh, there goes the Reb. He's going off subject again. No, I'm staying on subject. So you need to have, so I'm on the chat tango. I haven't seen no messages yet. So if you're by chat tango, just say hi to me right now. Say your prayer request. Tell me what you think of the show. And I will be able to respond. I don't see anyone responding. No big deal. No big deal. But what I do want to do is I want to make sure that you understand the strength in having someone that you can sit with and they can eat a burger with you like I did today and just talk and encourage one another. I think my pastor needs encouragement just as much as I need encouragement. It's not easy to pastor a church. I don't care if you're in the biggest church, smallest church, most successful church. There is so much to do. And Sunday comes right around the corner. And you got to get up again and go with another sermon. Got to have a plan. Got to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, it's going to be very, very stressful. Very, very stressful. So every time you put the Word of God together, every time you pray and put things together, you got to make sure that's what God is wanting you to put out. And you pray about it. And you put it on the Word, on the Scriptures, and you go. So it's not easy. So I think my pastor stays encouraged. Because, you know, if you look at it, what encourages your pastor? Well, I don't know of any pastor that won't love a full church. A very full church. But beyond a full church, what else would encourage them? I think probably a church that's doing things and changing things, changing their lives and lining up with the Word of God. And I think thirdly, a church that's reaching out and touching the neighborhoods. Think about that. Think about it. Just come on, just for a minute. We're not getting off subject, but we're just expressing our thoughts here. If I was to give you a full church, a church that is filled up to the rim as much as your church can handle, and we may even have to burp it. And then I was able to give you a couple of great testimonies of people just in their lives, they're changing things and things are moving and they're doing great things and they're getting blessed financially, they're tithers, you know, they're just giving and giving and doing and doing. And the church is all affected like that. Everybody in there have almost the same story that their lives are changing. They lined up completely to what the pastor was saying, and the church is taking off. Not only in bodies in the church, but in productivity outside of the church, spiritually, financially, physically. Now, if I were to say, okay, let's say that they're reaching out now, that they're out there reaching and changing people's lives. Let's say that. Let's say that now this church that is full, complete the completeness, that is lined up with the Word of God, that is total and complete in God's walk, in God's way, can be, if one church got like that, oh my, that could be dangerous for anyone that comes up against them that is in the enemy's forces. That could be dangerous. That could be powerful, powerful mountain movers. We call them mountain movers. You're a mountain mover, aren't you? Yeah, that's what I am. Mountain mover. I move mountains. That's what I do. So, I want to encourage you to think about that. What will make your pastor happy? I think that would make my pastor happy. Full church completely. Mountain movers in my church. mountain movers. That's what they are. And then also, possibly, a church that is doing things outside, that is out there outreaching, that is changing people's lives. Wow, that's like a dream come true for some churches, for some pastors. That's like a dream come true. So I want you to be encouraged and know this, my friends. God knows what your pastor needs and stuff. So you don't know until you make yourself available to know your pastor or know someone in authority like that. And that's just a sidebar note that we're talking about. That's just something that we're mentioning, trying to make sure that you know that God is good. And that God wants, sometimes you don't know. You think your pastor just preaches a sermon and sits around waiting for the next sermon to preach. Like he's a little robot. We open the door. Come out, pastor. Thank you, pastor. We're going to put you away for until next week. And we put him away. Nope, not true. Not true at all. Man needs to preach. Man needs to bring out the word of God. But he also got to see the sheep growing, the sheep productive, and things happening. The sheep growing, the sheep productive, and things happening. I don't think you can't help but grow if you completely line yourself up with God. So that is the main thing, is line yourself up completely with God and see things happen, like the building getting filled up and souls coming to the kingdom and people's lives being touched. And not only about souls, but it's also meeting people's needs. It is important. It is important. It is important. Let's read our scripture of the day again. And I got to get my scripture of the day music. Here we go. Going to loud it up on you. Going to scare you. Here we go. Scripture of the day. Scripture of the day, Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. As iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. That was our scripture of the day. Amen. Amen. Whoa. Okay, I think we lost the sound deck. Oh, well. That's why we have extras. Amen. Let me give you my email address because I want you to write me. I want you to email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. I'm going to put a link up in front of the station, on the online station, that you can chat with us. Because sometimes I think the chat tangle's good. It is good when we're on the air. But it's not exactly a place where you can leave your email address for me and to fill out a form or something like that. So I'm going to do that. We do have that in the prayer in the salvation and also in the prayer page. So I just need to put something on the front page so you can be able to get a hold of us. So you can be able to make sure. I'm just writing notes there for us. Amen. Just writing notes there. So, my friends, our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I'm going to go to commercial real quick, and I will be right back. This is about Rev Media Publishing. I want you to hear this one, because I'm really, me and my pastor are talking about that today, about getting people's books out, and we're trying to reorganize stuff and trying to see where we can... Well, God really wants the ministry, Revelation Ministries, how far God wants us to get into the publishing business. And I'm really believing God is telling us to go all the way in this thing, marketing, publishing, editing, book design, everything. I think that it's going to be a bigger branch than it is now. Amen. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Dennis, the host of New Watcher. Jason Garev and the station manager for GarevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, been able to get ISDNs, we've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com. To find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages, but let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. What did God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together? Available again and again and again and again. Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com. I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, or at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time, have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us, and we get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics, and show you who's streaming, who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Know if you noticed that theme, but that is from The Exorcist. We're going to be doing a couple of things next week. It's going to be kind of fun, I think. We're going to end up having the next week we're going to have the actual show on Fright Week. I'm sorry. I was trying to make sure that was The Exorcist, which I'm pretty sure it was. I'm looking at the notes on the screen, and that is The Exorcist. That is called Tubular Bells. It's from the Fright Night CD. And what we don't celebrate Halloween. No, we don't. Absolutely not. No, not us. But anyway, we are going to look at some movies this week, and we're going to review them on the station. Now, we're not going to play the movies, but I'm going to go in and re-update myself and look at a few of them, and hopefully I can get all the titles. There's like four or five titles I need to see, and I'm going to try and see that and write some notes, and we're going to talk about the fears, the fables, and the facts from some of these shows. So the fears, the fables, and the facts, we're going to cover it and talk about it scripturally. About what, why these things, why do we think someone's behind us in the shower curtain after seeing Psycho? Why do we fear a shadow in our room? Or why are we all freaked out about clowns underneath our beds or in our closets? Or maybe there's a shadow at the end of the bed. What makes us so afraid? Why did these movies for 20 years still scare us? I don't know. But I do know one thing for certain is that we're going to talk about it next week. We're going to try and bring out some scriptures and debunk some of this stuff. Because I know that God is more powerful than any of these Fright Night things. So we're going to pray the blood over all of us before we start, so we don't have to freak anyone out. But if you know friends and stuff that may be interested, well, listen to the show Fright Night Week. We're going to make some design changes on the website itself to let people know that this week is Fright Night Week. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us. So I want to give you the chance right now. If you haven't thought about it and you want to give towards helping this ministry, we would really appreciate it. You can donate online anywhere on our donate page. Or anywhere throughout the website, you'll see the pay now buttons that say donate, and you can donate there. Or you can there's different levels of giving, and there's a producer's level, broadcaster's level, there is, I believe, host level, guest level, engineer level. So I want you to be able to give how you want to give. I'm not going to tell you how much, or that we're not going to be able to make it till tomorrow if we don't have giving. That's not true. That God is our source. Amen. God is our source here at the station. And I've had plenty of discussions with the board, plenty of discussions with my pastor, and of course discussing it back and forth with my wife, about the way we want to run this station, if we want to make it a station that we have to charge for airtime, or we're going to make it like one of my favorite stations here, KSBJ 89.3 FM, if we want to make it like them, which is just basically a giving donation-based, listener-supported, and I really chose to go with the donation listener-supported station. So I want you to know that we don't have any advertisement. We're not planning to have any. We're really just planning to have preachers putting on their shows and donating as they put on the shows, the airtime and stuff that they need. And then we're going to also depend on listeners. We're going to have share-a-thons as well once or twice a year. And I'm just going to pace myself and let God do it. How about that? How about that? We just pace ourselves and let God do it. No matter what, I know that we're going to be here at this time next year because we're trusting God. We are trusting God that God's going to make things happen for us, and God is going to bring what we need for this station all the time. So I just wanted to encourage you. Wanted to make sure that you understood that we are listener supported. We did have at a point that if you want to start a station and stuff and help out and do a show, that there was going to be $25 a month fee, which we took that off the website. I just did not feel that was the way we started it, and I like it donation based only. Works for me, and I'm just changing things. I'm changing things for the better. I'm changing things for God to do some good things. So there's a chance for us to grow, and we're going to take that step of just being loving and open to seeing God do things. Now remember, my friends, you got to have someone that you can talk to. You got to have someone that you can make that you can make a soundboard for you, that the sounding board for you, that they can hear all your gripes, all your complaints, and say, hey, come on, it's going to work out. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, is what Jesus said in the Word of God, in the Gospels. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man that lays down his life for his friends. And then the scripture also says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm doing little tongue twisters here. Little tongue twisters. I hear it from my wife later. She always cracks up. She cracks when I'm editing the shows. She's over here cracking up in my office when she comes through. I told her she is not allowed to hear me edit the shows, because sometimes I'll have little tongue twisters like that, and I'll take it out from the actual show that I'm going to archive, because I can, so I do. And then she's over there cracking up half the time, and I can't hear myself edit. And I'm like, get out of here! You're embarrassing me. You're making me sound like I'm crazy. Which I am. I'm crazy by Jesus now. I just playful, fun, hanging out here. Hey, it's been a great show, don't you think? Okay, so let me give you quick reminders before the show's up today. Open house. Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. You are invited to come by. Get some pizza, hang out. If not, give us a call. Call in, listen to the show. Definitely listen to the show. And also, you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. So if you want to Twitter me between that, my name's David Yanis on Twitter. Just David Yanis. David Yanis, Twitter. And David Yanis, Facebook. Don't know how that worked out, but I just got my names on there. So that's pretty good. So I want you also to remember the 29th on Thursday night, 7:30. We are having our first webinar on relationships, at the attraction of a married Christian man or woman. Ready to get people to register for that, so I want you to listen. If you listen to Rev Ministries and you're a revelator, then you're not going to have to worry. We're going to put it up here on the station. We're going to have, I'm going to build that this weekend. Get that ready. Let's just get through this open house. I'm excited. We're going to have everybody calling in. Going to have a fun 3-hour day. It'll be tiring too, but we'll have fun. We'll definitely have fun. So my friends, I think it's getting very close to time for we got to get out of here. Did you hear that? I heard a little faint of it. And that's our whistle for the day. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of sound. A little bit of sound from our Fright Night week. Oh well, it's Halloween. I know y'all know that one. No, that's Tubular Bells. That's the right one. All right, my friends. God bless you. Thank you. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. Remember, next week's Fright Night week, we're going to listen to all these songs, these little bell things and themes, and we're going to talk about these shows that scared you. Just like John Carpenter used to say, I'm going to scare you to death. Well, I'm going to bring you to life. Amen. God bless you.